All right, thanks to Harry Rice joining us on the first portion. Staying with the same last name, Alan John Rice is with us now presenting his candidacy for the Mohawk Council of Gatnawaugan, an elected official in the upcoming elections. And we're going to say welcome, AJ Rice.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay, so let's begin with who you are, and please tell the community.
So my name is Alan John Asanize Rice. Most people know me as AJ Rice. My father's Davis Rice. My mother's Alana Goodleaf Rice. And just for the people who may not know them, my grandparents are Sonny Goodleaf and Vera Goodleaf, as well as John Gums Rice and Marion Rice.
A little bit of a political background there.
Just a little bit.
Right, with your dad having served on council, if memory serves, and your mom is ED for about 23 years.
You could say that we've had a lot of political discussions at the dinner table while I was growing up.
So that brings me to the question, is that why you're running, or why are you running?
It's partially why I'm running, but a lot of the reasons why I'm running, the best way to put it would be that I want to work for my community on a larger scale than I'm doing right now. I actually had the idea to run for a couple years. The most recently was in 2018, but I'm very happy I didn't run because instead of doing so, I started working at the office of the KKR. That's the Gunawaga Registry. We're formerly membership. I think the experience I gained doing that was invaluable, particularly this past year, because this past year we had to do a lot of stuff on the fly. The entire client-based service unit was handed the KERM funding to manage. So that's the economic relief measures funding. That's when the industry shutdowns came that we were administering the money. And not one person who was there actually is experienced at administering funding. But still, we had to kind of wear two hats at that time, do our jobs as well as the other. And it took a lot of people to step up to get that done. The entire client-based service staff has actually been in office for the entirety of COVID. And we also had to sequester people from other departments to help us out. So we had help from people from KSCS, KLO. And I noticed the same thing when I volunteered to be reassigned to the vaccination clinic. There were people from all over the community working there. There were people from Capital Unit, Office of Council of Chiefs, Legislative Branch, especially Cater Memorial Hospital. I actually don't think anyone ever publicly acknowledged the amount of work that went into that. So I just want to take a quick second here saying now go to everybody who stepped up during COVID over the last year.
Yeah, so many people did so many different things, most certainly. And, you know, the frontline workers were the ones who were thanked with the parade and in other respects. But you're absolutely right about that. I'm more curious as to why specifically you, AJ Rice, have decided that you're running to be a council elected official.
I think it still goes back to what I'm doing currently right now, is that I've had a taste for working for my community. And I've been doing a lot of work in my current position as GM of the office of the KKR. And from there, I've gained the experience that I think is necessary to further my goals as an elected official. In doing what I'm doing right now, I've learned the administrative area of MCK, which I don't believe a lot of the elected officials have done. And it's a crucial area to learn because really nothing can get done without the political aspect and the administrative aspect working hand in hand together. I've also overseen the passing of the Gunawaga of Gunawagi law, which was the membership law prior. It was on hold for a long time. I started in 2018 at my position. By 2019, we were implemented, and we've been implemented since. So we've been able to give people recognition they haven't been able to get before. Also, I am pleased to announce that the Gunawagi residency law will have a partial implementation as early as next week. So about two of the major projects that were handed to me in my position are very near completion. So the way I look at it is my next logical step to help this community is to take this leap to an elected official.
Yeah, I mean, you're dealing with some of the probably most difficult of legislation in the community in those files.
Yeah, it's very contentious. It's also why prior to COVID, we were having Canada-Gunawaga relations. So essentially, it's when there'd be a group of people appointed from MCK, as well as the federal government would meet and discuss once a month over contentious issues, with membership being one of the main ones. So I actually got a nice taste for external governance, and it's something I would love to pick up should I be elected.
Okay. All right. What are some of the issues that you feel need to be dealt with immediately in Gatnawaga?
Well, one, I think, goes back to a lot of my background. I have my degree, bachelor's degree from Bishop's University. It was in history. And I aimed most of my studies at indigenous history. Unfortunately, when I was there, there was no such thing yet as indigenous studies. So I had to do my own kind of navigating there. But it got me into our history. And prior to starting at the office of the KKR, I was working for the Office of Council of Chiefs with closely with a former chief, Christine Zachary. Mm-hmm. And she picked up archaeology, which is something that I got into because it helped us prove our claim, something we shouldn't have to do. But unfortunately, we live in Quebec and everything is a fight here. But now, especially even more so with the recent discovery of the 215, now well over 500 mass graves, or people in the mass graves.
Right.
I think archaeology is crucial. Yeah. It has to be. We have to have archaeological digs at every residential school site, in particular for Gunawage, those places where our children were sent. I would like to have someone from Gunawage maybe being present during those digs. One, because I think it should, if we should find something, it should be one of our people who helps with the discovery. And also, I mean, I don't know how we can really trust the findings that come from somewhere else. And so just to continue on with things that I would like to do, I've recently become a resident in the new development area. I've been there for about 7 months. And one thing that became clear to me in the summer when the kids are out playing is that the traffic there is crazy, how many people come. And there's only really one entrance in and out. It's after you pass the track, after you cross over the tracks, you turn left. That's the only way in and out of there. Now, I know as far as 3 years ago, there was a lot of work done in getting an exit route put in, maybe going all the way to the 30.
Mm-hmm.
It went as far as getting a decision from council to get it done. I don't know what happened in the last 3 years, but I have spoken to the former chief who was on the file. And so I know a lot of work was done. There were stakeholders that were met. This is something I'm looking at more as an achievable goal within the next 3 years, should I be elected, is to get that road built in. Because essentially, I think we're an accident waiting to happen. I'd rather be proactive than reactive. And then lastly, one of the main files that interests me and I think would be best for me would be to jump on the social affairs file portfolio. As I'm coming from client-based services, I think it would be my best way to hit the ground running. Because it's where I'm coming from. I know that there's an obvious learning curve with moving jobs, being elected official from what I'm doing now, but I think somewhere I'm familiar with. So just for those who don't know, the social affairs file encompasses client-based services. That would be the office of the KKR and social assistance, as well as a language and culture. It also includes recreation. So I think anything for our youth is great. Any type of sports, any parks that could be built, I would like to be a part of that. Then lastly, I mean, really the hot button topic right now is housing.
Yeah.
No
kidding. Did you have any insight into that while you were working there?
I actually work directly next to housing. So I know for a fact that everybody there is working a lot. I hear the phone ringing constantly. I know that they've gone through a bit of a rough patch, needing a new director. So things will definitely slow it down. But I've heard talk of a crisis and issues. So for me, I think what I believe needs to be done is to assess what's causing these issues first. You know, is it a cost of living issue? Is there just a lack of available units? Something like that. And then we can work to see how we can remedy that, whether that means just either getting a good mix between social housing and then other people who are maybe closer to building a house, programs to have that happen. I also have an idea to work with Dewa Nizakta. If they'd be open to it, to create something for our youth, something for more financial literacy, where people look, because I find that schools don't really teach kids how to save money, how to build credit, things like that. So if we can combine that, put our people in the best possible situation to be homeowners at one point. At least to have something to help this situation.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I thought we should be taught when I was younger how to balance a checkbook. Nobody has a checkbook anymore, but you know what I mean. Why should people in the community vote for you?
I think people should vote for me because I'm in it for the community. I believe I've kind of shown that over the past 4 years of my experience here. I also know what it's like to work in this community. When I finished university, I thought I was walking into a job in my field, and I got hit with the reality that that wasn't the case. I worked all over this community. I've worked in a factory doing everything from shoveling tobacco to running a cigarette machine. I actually even took a couple months working at Playground dealing cards. And then that was all before I was able to get my foot in the door at MCK. And since then, I've kind of just been pushing my way through here. I have the background and the skills that I think are necessary to actually succeed in this. And I know how the MCK functions in order to get things done.
Volunteering?
volunteering. I am on the KGC, the Ganawaga Gaming Commission. It was really kind of a big issue for me. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it or not. It's something I've always been interested in. My grandfather, Sonny Goodleaf, was actually one of the initial members of the Gaming Commission. And my father had done a lot of work to get the gaming law passed. I believe we just had the 25th year anniversary.
We did.
Yeah, so that's really my area. I also sat on the community steering committee for the governance project. So that was really interesting because even my family had one of the sessions where Gerald Alfred and Jessica Lazar came to our house and we discussed the different issues, accountability for chiefs, things like that. And I was very interested in it because it's something I do believe as an employee of MCK, I do believe that elected officials should be held to the same standard that we are. You know, timesheets every day. What did you do? Type of work like that.
Yeah. I mean, that literally just passed on Monday as it was approved by MCK. So it's for immediate for current council and one that's elected on July 3rd. What's your vision for Ganawaga's future?
Ganawaga's future, ultimately, I think the end game of any elected official for Ganawaga should be to be autonomous and to be self-sustaining. I know that's a long way away. I don't think it's something I'm going to accomplish in 3 years, but that's always the end game. That along with the community vision that was drawn up, I can't remember the exact date it was. But it had to do with a type of return to traditional government, having the language be stronger, and also being able to sustain so we're not reliant on federal funding and we can eventually, I'm talking a long way down the line, get out of the Indian Act. We do have to have all our ducks in a row before anything like that could happen, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you've experienced that in your dealings with external governance, right?
Yes. Yeah, greatly. It's a lot of, the main contention is, especially when it comes to membership, Ganawaga does not agree with the federal government's stance on membership issues. Now we call it recognition because we want to get out of that language from the Indian Act. So it's just small steps right now to get point ourselves in that direction.
Can you talk a little bit about your experience in dealing with external governance and those meetings that you talked about that were monthly?
Well, I know one of the biggest things that we had worked on, it was with getting our membership list. So it's the Ganyagahaga of Ganawaga Registry. Sorry, Ganawaga Ganyagahaga Registry. Our acronyms confuse even me sometimes. So
it's the town of acronyms, AJ.
Yeah. So it's getting our list recognized by the federal government. To this day, they still refuse. So we watched how we've really been, I wouldn't say swindled, but how it's very difficult to do negotiations from that standpoint. But it's something that I would like to work on. At the time, I was more or less a technician. And our politicians were taking care of the actual negotiations, seeing how they'd done it. And I also, with the one I worked with was Gus Nahuyskaidir, who I think will be on next. So I've seen it done really well. I would like to be able to pick that up myself.
All right. I know you brought in a lot of notes. I know we've covered most of what you have written down there.
The whole paper.
Is there anything else that you'd like to mention? Because you still have a few minutes left.
Yeah, I know. I talk a little too fast.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So most of the things I would like to mention have been, I already went through most of this, but just topics in the community that need to be addressed. I think I've heard a lot of talk about other candidates coming in here talking about transparency and accessibility. One thing I do agree with, I've seen a lot of posting over social media about the candidates' night being virtual. So I do agree, and I will make time. I have to find a date for myself to be able to go out into the community or pick a day where I'd be available for any community members who want to come ask questions. I don't have that date yet because I don't know how the weather is going to be. It's something that'll have to be held outside just to ensure task force compliance.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to give the community, those people who don't have access to social media or maybe don't use really don't want to do the virtual, to have an opportunity to come and speak with me. At least think that shows more towards accessibility.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, if you had heard the clip from Lisa Westway, is that outdoor masking is not required if you're double vaccinated, but people still should keep their distance. So that's a good thing, and that's a positive in that area. It's your first run.
Oh, yeah.
For a political office, do you have a backup plan in mind if it doesn't work out this time?
I don't really need a backup plan. I'm employed. I work for the office of the Ganawaga Ganyagahaga Registry. I'm general manager. Essentially, I think it's more of a risk that I'm taking switching from that into trying to go into political office. I'm leaving a place that is guaranteed almost.
You feel that job would help serve you going from the legislative side, well, not the
administration.
The administration side to working.
Oh, yeah, of course, because it showed me how to work administrative side. I've heard a lot of people, you know, make promises, but really they don't. A lot of promises made, I don't believe they know how it's going to actually be done. So in my position where I am, I've had to work on some of the more difficult laws and more difficult areas of the community. So I'm actually very happy I did that, especially coming from, essentially, I was a technician to doing that really quickly out of the game. And I think my first week working at the OKKR, I was we had a meeting with the federal government. We passed the Gunyugahaga of Ganawage law, and there was elections. So I'm used to being thrown into the fire.
Alan John Rice, AJ Rice, Niall Goa, for being here, and best of luck to you on July 3rd.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care. Gus and Ahoe Sky Deer will be next as she runs for a position as Grand Chief of Ganawage.